Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And first off, the Scottish Spending Review published yesterday had quite a bit of content of interest to those who live and work in the countryside. Commenting on the review, Rural Affairs Minister Richard Lockhead stressed that rural communities will benefit from future spending plans, including the commitment to double support to £14 million over the next 3 years for our food and drink industry. Richard also committed to getting a fair deal for Scotland in the Common Agricultural Policy reforms of 2012. We'll have more detail as and when it all emerges, but Richard's final word last night was that he believes the government have delivered a budget that will enable rural Scotland to flourish. Now, a lot of farmers wish that he had a magic wand for more sunshine at the moment. Harvest 2011 just goes from bad to worse. I was talking to our adopted farmer John Scott late yesterday.
Yeah, it's challenging, Richard, to say the least. Currently basking in sunshine, having been soaked this morning just as the combine started. Just need a consistent spell of a few days to really try and get some of the stuff in the shed. We're well through with our barley. We just managed to get the last of it cut last night at fairly high moisture. Thankfully, we put a dryer in last year. It's been getting a lot of use. Ground conditions are getting quite a problem as well. These big combines weigh quite a bit, and we don't want to get them stuck.
And the wheat, how's that looking?
Well, we've done about 300 yards.
right,
so
okay.
In the field. Hard to tell what the yield is so far. I think quality probably still okay, but deteriorating every day. Certainly throughout the country there are reports of sprouting, and especially where the crop has got a bit flat.
Just tell us about the straw situation. There's a lot of straw still out there, isn't there? The livestock men must be worried a bit.
The lower lying areas produce a lot of straw for guys in upland areas that don't have crop. The problem we have is just actually getting in dry enough to get it into the bale. We've got a lot of straw lying here, as most people do. And we need this wind and sunshine because it will dry quite quickly. It's just so frustrating. You just think we've turned the corner, looking like it settled a couple of days, and goes all wrong again. And you can go torrential rain in an hour, and that's you stuff for a couple of days. But, you know, everybody throughout the MFR patch is just needing a good spell of weather just to get things done. Just 110 acres of wheat we've got to do.
It's a worry now getting next year's crops in time, isn't it?
Winter barley ideally would have been in by the 15th of September. We ploughed a field yesterday, and then we got the rain today, and didn't manage to get it sown. Frustrating. We'll get there, though.
And there's no doubting, with the extra firepower of these bigger combines that we have now, we will get through. But just when remains anyone's guess. But that's all from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.